AI is incredible. It can teach you how to fry an egg and even write a poem, pirate style. Yarr! But it knows nothing about your work. Slackbot is different. It doesn't just know the facts. It knows your schedule. It can turn a brainstorm into a brief. And it doesn't need to be taught. Because Slackbot isn't just another AI. It's AI that knows your work as well as you do. Visit slack.com/meet Slackbot to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. Now, before we get to today's guest, I feel like we need to talk about the elephant in the room, or more specifically, the typo in the room. So I mentioned this before, but a few episodes ago, we had on Christina Kasotis, who is the CEO of the Pittsburgh International Airport. She was great, funny, full of energy. She was like, blizzards are awesome. You get to drive these Tonka trucks on steroids. It was all good stuff worth listening to. Now, when we put that episode up, we spelled Pittsburgh wrong. And one of you lovely listeners was nice enough to point out our foible, and so we fixed it. And then on the following episode, I bravely laid the blame squarely on the shoulders of super producer Emily, because even though I didn't notice the misspelling, it's got to be someone's fault, right? I consulted my lawyer, my priest, my doula, and they all agreed, 100% Emily's fault. Now, a moment like this can cause a rift in the podcaster-producer relationship and throw a black cloud on the entire operation, but through that darkness came a comment from listener WT Foxtrot question mark? I'm saying question mark because there's a question mark in their handle. Anyway, this is what they said. Hey, Dan. And then like a hand-waving emoji. At least this way we know you and Emily aren't using AI to write the descriptions. Then again, maybe Pittsburgh would argue that you should. Well, I love this. I love it because, you know what? Screw AI. Hell yeah, I am sick. Sick of reading about some billionaire D-bag telling us all we're about to be replaced by AI in 3 weeks. Embrace humanity and embrace typos. Thank you, WT Foxtrot question mark. Appreciate the feedback. Okay, moving on to today's guest. Today's featured guest is Jimmy Humilde, who is the CEO of the Mexican-American recording label Rancho Humilde. His company is venturing into the feature film world and partnered with Columbia Pictures and Sony Music Vision on a new movie, Clica, which will hit theaters this August. The story follows an aspiring musician's, quote, relentless fight to preserve his family's legacy. Sounds pretty cool, and Jimmy is absolutely psyched about the movie and what it means for Mexican-American creators in Hollywood. He told Deadline, quote, we've been grinding in the background, but now we're stepping into the spotlight, ready to show the world what we're really about. This moment changes the game, not just for us, but for the next generation and everyone who's ever felt like they didn't have a seat at the table. We're not just part of the conversation anymore. We're leading it. Awesome stuff. Gets you fired up, right? So we fired a few questions Jimmy's way. And first, we asked him about his career. He has this record label with a roster of over 80 artists. He's got this movie in the works. Was this always his career path, or was there a plan B?
There was never a plan B. I always had a plan A. I kind of knew I wanted to be in the music business. I was like maybe 12, 13 years old. Wanted to be a singer. It didn't work out, but I kept going, and find myself to be a great entrepreneur.
Well, yeah, I'd say so. So, I mean, it seems like you're having a pretty good time with your job.
My job is fun. I get up and I love to do it every day, and I rock and roll. That's it. Love it. Love my job. Wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Okay, so running this record label, he has worked with some huge, huge artists. And I wondered if he has any remedies he could share that work about calming your nerves, whether it's, artists stepping out on stage or you're walking into the room with some big name celebrity, or maybe even something that all of us could use for anything we're up to, whether it's we're about to make a presentation or we're going to make a pitch or anything. How do we calm down?
Breathing for sure. Breathing in and out has helped me through it. Always taking a huge breath in and then letting the bullshit out when you breathe out, for sure.
Gotta let the bullshit out. Love it. Speaking of which, that factored heavily into his answer in the "What do I wish I knew when I was just starting out" question. Here's what Jimmy says.
Well, I wish I knew not to trust a lot of people, for sure. Definitely, I'm going to tell you that if you're stepping into any business, trust should be the second option. I think it should be paying attention to who you do business with and who you surround yourself with. Then trust will come second. So trust the ones you should trust.
So being in the creative world, or any world really, involves dealing with a lot of gatekeepers, people who can say yes or no to greenlighting your dream. So I asked him about his advice for dealing with those no's that we're all probably going to face as we strive to get something great going.
Well, no is part of success. Hearing no's, you got to just know how to shine them off, and definitely don't pay attention to them. Don't pay no mind or attention to them. Definitely taking no as an answer is more like a try again. I think that has been the story of my life. I've never listened to people. I don't really give a shit about what people say. I always do what I feel, and I go with my gut. And if I want to do it, I do it. I don't pay attention to anyone. I don't listen to no one. Honestly, I go with what I feel, and my partners, they're as crazy as I am. So that's why I think we are where we are today.
So he trusts his instincts. He also told me that he himself is a very tough audience. He doesn't like every song he hears or every artist who walks through the door. So he says if he actually likes something, he thinks that's a pretty good sign that a lot of people are going to like it too. And as he mentioned at the end there, he credits a lot of his success to his partners. And here's him talking a little bit more about their relationship.
I have two amazing business partners. One is JB, the other one is Rocky. Met JB first, clicked right away. Share the same birthday, July 21st. So much alike that sometimes we want to kill each other, but love each other at the end of the day. And then we brought in Rocky because we needed a smart guy. So brought in Rocky and love him to death. They're my brothers, would do anything in life for them. And business is business, whatever. Don't pay too much attention to that and love them like brothers, man.
So obviously he is a big success, and I always love asking people who are big successes, what's something small, something tiny that you do every day that you think has really helped you along the way?
Something small where I think is the biggest thing that I do every day is I wake up every day blessed just for being alive, and I thank God for that, and I've been doing it ever since I was broke. And since day one, something, a routine that I learned from my parents is first give thanks, and whatever comes that day comes with it. And that's definitely my biggest routine.
All right. Well, I am going to take Jimmy's advice and express some thanks and gratitude to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you also for subscribing, because I know you're going to do it. And you're also going to leave us a rating and a comment, just like WT Foxtrot ? Did, and we will read it on the air. You can also reach us at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You know what else you can do? You can also subscribe to our newsletter at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. We always ask a question of the week, and we'll read the best answers on the show. Put you in the spotlight. Well, I've told you a bunch of things that you can do, and you know what I can do? I can shut up and end this episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.